We've had a good time tonight. We really have.
You don't know what bamboo is?
It's been a classic. Yeah.
It's a very, very tall, thin.
This makes up for last week.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because last week was kind of a mm-hmm. Not. Don't misunderstand me. I didn't.
Everybody was on a very strange
low
energy
ebb.
Level.
Low ebb. Yeah. Right.
In fact, the technician has gone off to find the issues. We can hear it in the bamboo somewhere, but.
Team doing the technician?
Yeah. Excellent. Yes, she's gone off to find Tia, so we don't have a technician.
We have a personal technician, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, practically.
Okay, what's a bamboo again?
Bamboo, it is a grass.
What?
It's a grass.
Oh, yeah.
Grows 9 feet, 20 feet.
It's sugar cane.
Yeah, it's like sugar cane. In fact, sugar cane is a member of the grass family.
Yes.
Now, Russ, there's a reason why I've included Skip.
I know you have, because he's got engineering ideas that will help the whole project increase in its knowledge.
That's right. And also, something more important is because Skip will be accessing information he doesn't know he has. That's the key to it. Actually, I think we ought to make it a little bit harder just for Skip.
I like that idea.
But it would be unfair.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm not going to make it harder. It's going to be 100 feet. 3 rubber bands made out of balsa, nails, and glue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's easy.
Balsa, is that wood you're working
on? That was too easy.
Yeah.
I already got it figured out.
For the competition.
Where are we going to hold this up here?
No?
We're going to hold this up here?
Where are we going to hold it? Yeah, where are we going to hold it?
Biggest area I can think of is just up the road.
Where?
Heavenly parking lot?
Greetings. He dragged her out of the chair, huh?
Yes.
Okay. It seemed the best thing to do, otherwise she would have just sat there and giggled. Very interesting conversation that would have been.
Indeed it would have.
Thank you for dragging her out.
Okay. Question and answers.
Okay.
I am the person to ask on the unknown.
It's about
pyramids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know how I built pyramids? How
They did it very cautiously and carefully by excavating the stones.
But
and by cutting to a predetermined measurable size.
The cutting was perfect.
Yes.
You can't even see a dent.
No, it's not so much the cutting as the fitting. That is, how did they fit them, not how did they cut, how did they fit them? That is the question. How you fit something so precisely is by smoothing the edges. How would you do that in a desert environment?
Sand them.
You have plenty of sand to sand them with.
Do you sand them
around? How do you sand them with river sand?
By putting them between rocks. Or using a board.
Elmo?
Yes?
Does ancient all?
Yeah.
Reader's Digest, in fact, hired a construction company to determine what it would take to build the pyramids with today's modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
And working with that construction company, they came up with building it in 12 48-foot steps using cranes, trucks to carry the stones and everything with all the latest technology. It would cost basically $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
It would take 3,000 men working day and night 3 years to build.
Sheesh. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a much easier way to get rock smooth than using sand.
Mm-hmm.
Use a mixture of sand and water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You use that combination.
Yeah, you can use that combination of whetstones. We use it today.
Correct. That is how you get them smooth to fit together. The sheer size of them, some of them I believe weigh up to 50 tons.
I believe so. I think that's correct.
The sheer weight would pressure them together to form a very, very tight fit. Construction is what gives it its tight fit.
Mm-hmm.
If you take sand and pile it, it makes a pyramid, but it does not make a steep pyramid.
No, it just makes a mound.
Correct. Well, I believe the angles are constantly 45 degrees.
No, it wouldn't make 45 degrees. It would be more like 30.
Correct. But to have steep angles, you need a lot of pressure to push in the blocks to form the perfect fit, which is what they have.
Mm-hmm.
How that is achieved is by layering the rocks in a very particular way.
How do they do that?
Well, just how they actually engineered it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the engineering would be the secret to the whole thing.
Right. It is quite an easy thing to do once you know how.
Yeah.
But things often are not as they appear when you look at architecture of that period in design.
Actually, them 50-ton blocks, by putting sand and water between them, you could make them fit perfectly.
Oh,
by moving them back and forth.
Now, as we know from our discussions with yourself, the blocks actually were lifted by psychokinesis,
right,
and placed into. No, in other words, if I was to look at this microphone and pick it up with my mind up about 2 feet in the air, that would be psychokinesis.
Well, people have developed their minds so that they can do that. So.
Right. Back then, they had more mind control than you see in most people today.
Well, more people today are preoccupied with material things.
Right. So back then, you know, certain people could be trained to be able to lift 50-ton blocks up in the air with their mind.
That it is necessary to focus on the engineering piece, not on the metaphysical skills, due to the fact that your modern culture does not accept that. There is a different explanation.
How did they get the blocks so smooth? With the sand and water then?
Yes, pretty much so.
And didn't they lift them with that?
Yes.
I see.
How long did it take them to build it?
Probably quite a few years.
Yes, it was quite a few years.
About 40-50 years?
Not quite that long. I should say it was closer to 30, but it was done in fits and starts. It wasn't done continuously due to the environmental factors of the area, such as rainy days that they could not work.
All right. Now, I've got a couple of questions here that I want to work with you on while we have the time.
Okay.
Now, last week we were discussing the subject of the correlation between the Hebrews, Egyptians, and the Gypsies, and what those three would be. Now, so far in my trip to the library today, what I've come up with and what my personal library holds is that the main connecting key between all three is the tarot deck.
Right?
The tarot
deck of cards. The deck of cards like this. And the tarot deck is used to foretell the future, past, the possibilities. Right. That's a tarot deck. That's my personal deck. It's held up with 78 cards. Now, the Hebrews used Kabbalah, which, in conjunction with the tarot deck, forms a very powerful sort of, we'll call it magic, lack of a better term. Now, in dealing with the book I'm working with now, there were certain layouts that were used that were more powerful than others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I don't understand is the ability of why. Is that merely the focusing upon that layout?
For the individuals, it is a set pattern that is very strong. If I was to tell you that an eight-sided octagon was a very powerful object,
mm-hmm.
I was to tell you from very young it was a very powerful object,
right,
it would become a very powerful object for you.
Yes.
So therefore, if you're told when you're learning something that something has a very strong spiritual significance and has a very powerful focusing effect, then it becomes that.
I see. Okay.
why do you think something like this has a very strong, powerful effect?
Because the fact is, we've been told it is.
That's correct. Okay. Why not this?
Because the fact that that's merely an energy crystal.
Right. But you haven't been told that it can become very powerful.
Right.
The crystal ball is always, because of its sheer difficultness to achieve, is being special, and so therefore it has spiritual significance.
So in this case, we've come to the question of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And which knowledge we know, and which knowledge we acknowledge as being powerful.
Okay, could you hold on to your question? Shane.
Shane's just my
Shane as well. We still do not have a technician. He had some more questions that he wanted to answer.
Okay, we'll just kind of skip for now. I mean,
yes.
Kind of rough with just the bare element.
Yeah, right. Everybody is bouncing up and down.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, let me go on the next stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in the past, according to biblical scripture, Jesus was conceived from Mary through an angel that visited him. Now, as we know, angels are often described in the Bible as these visitors from God. But in our modern times, we've learned that angels in the Bible often also concern extraterrestrials who are visiting the planet. So, if we're to take this, then the conception was planned and executed from the very beginning to bring Jesus and his consciousness onto the planet.
Right.
So my question is, who was Jesus' real father?
That is being hidden in the records.
So we'll never find that one out unless we actually find it out ourselves.
Correct, we're asking.
That would be a good question if coming up with the wonderful sessions. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now.
That's what I believe is about 9 years away.
9 years. I can wait.
Patience.
Yes.
Patience.
Okay, I'll save this question for that point. Now, here's my next question. Okay. We already have established that all futures are possible.
Correct.
Okay. Then, conversely, all past are possible.
All past have happened.
All past have happened, right. Now, does this affect the past life regressions that I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, as a rule, a person will follow a particular line.
Right.
Following a particular sequence.
Okay.
But occasionally, you'll find individuals that have crossed from one to the other. For reasons being such as needing the experience from a different timeline.
Okay.
Or parallel universe. That is possible in a different future. Mm-hmm. You'll have to excuse me, I have just had a drunk young lady fall over me.
I was wondering why you said future when you meant past.
Yes. I have a little
inebriated drunk.
Apologizing profusely.
Well, I would assume that was the problem. Malin, the conditional with this question.
Yes.
Is there any, is it only what our souls have perceived then that we are actually experiencing in our past life?
Correct. It is what the experience of the soul is prepared to reveal, what is necessary for you to learn from at that time, which has been discussed by yourself and others.
Okay. Now the soul, which is with me now, remembers those past lives which I've experienced. Now, the other question I have, am I connected to all those other aspects that have split off from that soul in those various times?
No. Because having a past life experience with other past lives on the same period of time, crossing over would be a very confusing and very difficult and dangerous experience. It would be like having multiple personalities clashing all at the same time within one individual.
Like a symbol.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I do know that story.
Right. All right, so now, basically, when I do a past life regression, and someone has done something, but you know for a fact, through historical records, that somebody actually did that same thing, but with another person, is because of parallel lifetimes that you're seeing the conflict there.
We do not have access to parallel timelines due to the fact that we are already on those parallel timelines.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I know it's a confusing chapter to get into, but
Skip, yes, did you understand it? Okay.
Okay.
We do not, I will repeat to myself, we do not have access to parallel timelines because there is an aspect of us already on those parallel timelines.
In other words, it's actually happened.
Yes.
It's present.
Right. There could be a channeling session with myself channeling on another parallel timeline.
Okay. In other words, it's actually the present.
Okay. You have some more questions?
Do you not? From what you're saying, then, the parallel life forms or life aspects is happening at the present, the same as ours is happening.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct. Or so, an aspect of it.
Yeah,
it may not be, it could be you that is channeling me. It could be Russ. It could even be Velvet. In fact, in all of the parallel times, that is probably the case.
Okay. So then to try to cross over into that parallel life would be nothing but chaos.
Correct. It would serve no purpose.
It would be a mess. Big mess.
The individual would go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Big mess.
Yes, very big mess. Okay, next question.
Okay, you guys, I got questions that I want to give forward to you guys. You got anything?
No, go ahead. I'm going to have to head down the hill anyhow because my time isn't my own anymore.
No. Go ahead, Bill.
My question is, can agent things like the pyramid, it's really ancient, and it falls
It depends on what you define as foreign pieces easily. I could destroy a pyramid quite easily with what you would call a nuclear device or with explosives. But yet if I was to sit on the top with a sledgehammer, I could not break it back easily.
Can I interrupt you a minute, Omar?
Certainly.
I'm going to have to leave. I've got to go down the hill.
Okay.
My time isn't my own.
Drive carefully.
You have a nice evening.
Bye, Omar.
Bye.
I don't know, Mom. It's just me and you now. Just like all the time. Just like all the time.
Yes. I do apologize. I have Tia suspended by her fingers so she cannot interfere.
Ah, excellent. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, book I was looking at, or actually I wasn't looking at, I was looking at the title. I don't have access to the book itself. And,
sorry, he was hissing at me.
I can well understand why she would. It's by a gentleman named George Sassoon, and called The Mana Machine. And this is all about how he has built a replica of the Ark of the Covenant, the Hebrews. And he shows that it was actually a nuclear device that could produce mana. Yeah, I know. I'll have to get the book check it out myself, but I have no idea how he came up with this or how he figured this one out.
It could be a nuclear device, or it could be used as a nuclear device. But that was a question I had. It just sounds so far-fetched. How could it?
Because the mind can create whatever is necessary. It is a focusing device.
The same as this is a focusing device. A crystal is a focusing device. This is a focusing device.
We can make a nuclear machine out of a small round crystal.
Mm-hmm.
We can?
Yeah. We create the material through
manifestation.
Correct.
Let's see.
It takes a very good manifesto, or a lot of individuals manifesting together with a common goal, which is...
Metaconcert!
Tia, even in her drunken state, was quite correct in how she has weaved everything together.
Quite correct. Not bad for being that smashed.
Very smashed.
Okay, now...
I think I should let her down.
I suppose so. I think she'll be a good girl from this point.
Well, I could get a healer to sober her up, but I think that would take away the fun.
I can imagine that. Speaking on the metaconcert phase, last week we were working with Skip and doing metaconcert practice. Now, at that point, Skip was working as the executive of the conductor.
Yes. You do need to work on your conducting ability.
Agreed, but it felt better working as conductor than as executive. Is that just a natural ability then?
It is not necessarily a natural ability. It is relieving the executive position, which you weren't suited for, because you were concerned with getting everything right and focusing the energy properly and firing properly and doing all the myriad of things to do. Skip did it. And he is used to making those executive decisions.
Well, that's good. I mean, can in the future, then, when we do these metaconcert practices, it's good to hear them working on the same phase?
Yes.
Now, if he's not here, I suppose training for the executive position should be somewhere on my list.
Yes, it is always useful to have more than one function. What happens if you set metaconcert and the executive suddenly finds himself thrown up in a corner or is incapacitated?
Or if there's a healing metaconcert we have to do, and the current executive has no knowledge of the healing process that has to be done.
Yes.
Right. I step in and take that role over.
Right. Okay.
That's all I've got for now.
Just describe.
Good.
Live long and prosper. Okay. I'll be back.
Yes. I had to assume it was you.
Yes, here is
in the pyramid.
In the pyramid.
I figured that much. Oh my god. Hey, darling.
Yeah.
Since you're handy, I'll ask you a couple questions real quick.
Okay.
Hey, we're keen on the tarot. Seems to be one of our current focuses that we're doing. I'm still not really sure on how that sucker works.
The what?
Tarot decks.
Tarot decks?
Yeah.
I'm not a tarot reader.
I know you're not. But you have knowledge of just about everything in the entire universe.
Oh, thank you. Black Dreams will get you everything.
I know. So why don't you give me some information on that?
Because it's a focusing aid. Each thing has a significant function.
I know.
Now, that's the perfect way to keep Tia occupied.
What's that?
You don't want to know.
Sucker on Leica?
No, Leica's still having her nose pinched. I think she's broken her nose. She's standing on her hands and went down. She's showing off to the cats. But,
that's Tien, had a good time, sure.
Yes. But Tien is,
that's what a technician went off to. That's why I'm also just as well.
Yes.
It's degenerating quick.
No one's saying degenerating. Tien told me on the eye mode that Tia was getting rambunctious and she needs tying down in one place and tiring out. In fact, Tien's just relayed to me that is a very kind thing that Tien said. She's going to take Tia in to see Mark and make sure that Tia stays put. That is something.
Hey, babe. This pyramid I got has gotten a little bit dirty. Copper is kind of starting a little bit dull. What's the word on cleanness?
Awesome. Brasso.
Brasso?
Yeah, we'll get your Dremel thing out, and that's a soft thing.
Too much wood, too much metal to cover. So take some Brasso and work it out.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be the benefit of that?
It'd be brighter, shinier, and more focusing. more reflective.
How does that work on etheric?
It heightens it.
Now, how does it affect the energy of the whole household? Well, of course, it would be beneficial, but I mean, to what point would it be beneficial?
It would be a higher spiritual level, but you have to remember that there is a line through the house at the moment.
A line through the house?
Yeah. You have the pyramid energy in this room.
Yeah.
Then you have Mark's hunting energy down there, which runs a line through the house and forms a circle. What? Why are you so concerned about it? Well, Kara was asking me.
Yeah, and Kara had a good reason to ask. I'm still real
shaky on it.
Yeah, real bad.
But you have to remember, Mark was trained. You weren't.
Well, I understand that, and I had no problem up until this morning.
Why? What happened?
Well, I came into the room down here, right?
Yeah.
Down here. She said she had a real experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that.
And because of that experience, I was wondering just, you know, how well is Mark keeping his energies in control? I mean, is there like a leak between the rooms or something? I mean, I had to ask some questions at that point
that
Linda couldn't answer, and
it is a positive entity. It is Diana's namesake.
Okay.
And that is the mistress of the hunt. They have a specific function, and they will not harm anybody that is not related to the function that they are working on.
Wonderful. Well, since we're on tape, I'll just ask Mark then to be a little more communicative about this.
Yes, he does get a little bit lacking on communication.
Since I can't work with him on this, due to the fact that I am not of that nature.
Yeah.
Communication would be more important than my actually working on it.
But tell him to talk to you. What caused the situation, if I'm getting this right, is that Linda wanted to open up and she was having difficulty opening up. And it was suggested that she would go down in there and sit and feel the energy of Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was all for it. And she went down there and sat down there and she communicated with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very spiritually open.
What was the three knock thing? Now, the door open. Yeah, I've heard there's a door opening between the dimensions.
Mm-hmm. It's asking permission to come in.
Okay.
It's sort of like...
Now, what do I do if I hear three knocks on the door, okay? That's kind of what my question comes about at this point. Yeah. Open the door up or what?
Well, you ask it if you want to come in and let it communicate or just let it get to know you.
Uh-huh.
Or if you don't, say, do not enter. Go in light. Simple as that.
And what if it comes in?
It won't.
What if I let it come in?
You let it come in, it's not going to harm you.
Well,
it's going to be curious of you, like you are of it.
Sure.
Or here.
And how do I deal with energies like that? I mean, do I like make them tea or something?
Yeah, that might be a way to go. Be nice to them. Remember, it's not an entity. What is Diana?
Diana's an entity.
No, she's not an entity.
The goddess.
That's right.
Goddesses are entities.
Yes, treat her with respect.
Mm-hmm.
She's older than you are.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. And she's a continual life form.
Once you count on my past life, I'm older than she is.
Probably about the same age. But she has all her abilities developed.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to describe Diana is a young lady that has a fun-loving streak. The goddess of the hunt and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And just as the moon goes through phases, she goes through phases as a natural woman does.
Okay. Well, I've dealt with Hearn before.
Mm-hmm.
So I know him.
Yeah.
I've never dealt with Diana yet.
Mm-hmm. And Hearn's not a bad character either.
No, Hearn was kind of cool when I worked with him.
I mean, my impression is that he would be very well at home wearing sunglasses. In fact, my impression
shorts,
is
t-shirts, sunglasses,
sunglasses, sitting on a bench.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sipping a glass of wine.
That's her. Yeah, I
would
do that.
I mean, yeah, he's a very hit dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't shown up yet. But when he does, then things will start to move from Mark. That he'll be
well,
able to
Hearn is one person that I would be more than willing to let in due to the fact of my previous
association guy mm-hmm. anyway.
Yeah. He's a fun-loving dude.
Well, now, isn't he the other half of Diana?
Yes! Panda Hunter!
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm. They don't normally work together because they work together in a different way.
Right.
Yeah, they won't attend the same sort of ceremonies.
Now, let's talk about the energies involved.
Mm-hmm.
Diana and her. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking very old.
Yeah.
Been on this for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, is this going back to what we were talking about in the realm of divas, as far as what Amal and I were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, pretty close. They're kind of very, very...
Atlantean energies that still have not left this planet.
That would be a very good way to describe them.
That's how I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. You wanted them around, didn't you? You got at least one of them, and if you're very, very lucky. You may have two of them wandering around. What are you going to do one morning when you wake up and go out into your backyard and there's a stag standing in the middle of your yard with full antlers?
You don't bother me too much. Get a cat like all hell.
Do you know what I would do? I'd go back into the kitchen, grab a bottle of wine, uncork it, fill up a bowl, and get some sunglasses. Oh, well.
You done?
Yeah, I've got one last person.
Okay.
That is. Hello. Here. What's he there? I'm going to go wash my hands. He got to explain to me that she's standing on her hands. She's tried to stand on one hand. And she had tried to pick up a glass of wine so she could drink it. And her arm came out. Her good arm, normal arm, and she went bang straight down, straight on her neck.
Your other arm.
She should have, yes. Straight down, smash her nose to pieces. I'm surprised she didn't do more damage actually. Mm. She's going to have, if she wants to have her nose restored to its shape, she's going to have surgery.
All right, darling, let's get to it.
Okay, you want me to take my clothes off?
You know me.
How much time do you have left?
Not much. Okay. Now, what's the word on Diana?
Mm-hmm.
I would do this.
What do you want to say?
Why did you not? You know, like I said, I'd
ask Mark. Mm-hmm. Ask Mark to introduce you.
So basically what I'm going to be doing is not being involved, but being involved.
You could be the outside watcher. Kind of a safety man.
Hmm.
Okay. And he needs a safety valve, a safety net, somebody that can yank him back if he gets his charismatic delusions of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing everything could be harmful for him, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Because there are certain techniques that he would probably use that to you would seem